Good evening. My
name is Sean Kling. I'm actually a resident down on Siler Road, and I'd just like to say that my family and I believe that the addition that Mr. Dottenhahn would like to put up in our neighborhood would be a great addition. So
okay.
That's,
thank you.
I'm Luke Johnston. I am the cousin of Jeremy Dottenhahn. He loves the land. He loves the area. And I'm just here to say I'm in support of what he has going on down there.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else have anything want to address this application? Come on back up.
Sorry, I misspoke. I was reading in terms of where the premium parking's at. I was reading it, and it has premium parking with an arrow, but it's actually right across the street is where you drive into the premium parking. So that was my mistake.
Can you show us where that is?
Well, I don't have anything that up to date. I think the road is in here somewhere, but the parking is down in here. I don't know how far. I've never been down in there. It's quite a ways.
Okay.
But it's...
Do we know what that triangle is zoned for? It's agricultural?
Yes. Yes, it's R1. It's residential. Let me kick it on real quick for you to see it.
The landline right through there.
See, it's R1 there.
Okay. Did that answer your question, sir?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Sorry, I misspoke about that because I was just going off the map I had and had premium parking with an arrow. I thought.
Okay. Do we have enough information to make a motion on this application?
I do have a couple questions. So would you go over again how you plan on accessing? I guess I misunderstood. Were you planning on coming off of Jones Road or Siler Road?
Siler.
With all of it off Siler, or were you having two entrances, or what was your plan?
Yeah, all of it off Siler. Have to have two entrances on Siler.
And how many cars a day do you think you'd be adding to Siler?
Well, on a daily basis, since you wouldn't have a wedding there every day, some days zero, and then the days you have weddings, maximum 60.
And have you checked with the county to see if it would meet the side distance requirements or anything for an entrance?
No.
Permit? Okay.
That's a great question. How many guests? So you're thinking business plan-wise would be to hold one wedding a day, well, or 24-hour period, I'm assuming?
That's right.
Okay.
Actually, we're thinking... One per weekend.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
Sorry.
Does anyone care to make a motion?
Can I bring up something real quick? I just want it to be stated.
Yes.
Okay. So the plat I found shows an easement through here, but you really can't do an easement to more than two parcels. And also, when this plat was formed, I don't think the intent was at that time to have a commercial venue. If it was, I don't know if it was thought out well, because a commercial venue would need to be direct access off Siler, as what Jack was saying. So this easement will eventually just probably serve this and this, and these two parcels will need access off Siler Road to meet our subdivision regs. I just wanted to throw. I noticed that today as I was going through everything, trying to think through how the process should work.
Okay, so we should have the motion, if it's a motion. If this thing gets approved, it needs to be approved with the caveat that there's a private access onto that property from Siler.
Oh yeah, we're more than happy to do that.
Okay, well, pardon me. We'll have to put that in the decision of record.
Yep.
Okay.
So is that terrain possible that we can get enter and exit off that same road?
Yes, the train's not a the train is not a problem.
Okay. I was wondering how come they had that a driveway like that on the original plat.
Yeah.
Right, the curve.
Over here and curling up.
Yeah, and make you wonder.
Yeah. So a part of that is going to have to be private access, meeting all applicable sight lines and dimensions relative
it
to
it is. So this actually comes up here and it grabs all of them. Then it kicks out around, I think, a pond in here and goes back over. Well, you know, they're going to need a new plat. This one says, let me put my glasses on, private roadway easement to follow road is constructed. That's not going to meet satisfaction on a plat, so that'll have to be redone.
Yeah.
So, okay. I just wanted to make sure we got that clear.
Okay. Does anyone care to make a motion?
I would make a motion to approve 2025-008.
Motion to approve on the floor. Does anybody care to make a second?
I'll second.
Motion second to approve it. Do I need to read the numbers? I don't think you read them.
I think
time.
You can. Go right ahead.
I don't want to get in trouble.
I might have missed it.
So we have a motion to approve a conditional use permit for wedding and art venue in an A1 district on parcel number 20-4.0-19-000-000-005.001. All in favor of this motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Three good, three in favor, two opposed. Motion carries.
So, if that happened to you, Cody, the rezoning, could we just table the rezoning because we may want to?
Can we go ahead and table it?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh?
You pull it.
Yeah, you can. He can request, and then it's up to you guys if you want to postpone it.
Are you meaning on both parcels, or do you still want to do the lot, what is it, three in the
you
back?
Of ask. Jeremy, do you want to just table the rezoning?
I'll tell you what, let's do. Sit down here, because I'm going to let these other people go, because we cut line on them with this last one. We'll make that decision at the end. So let's move on ahead, Cody, to 006.
Jeremy wants to proceed with the proposed rezoning.
Northernmost lot. Two. Gotcha. Okay. All right. So, do you want to have him go to the end and kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because he was last, and we cut line on that one. So these
okay.
folks,
you know, bet.
They waited, so it's their turn.
Let me see if I can get myself back in order here.
Yeah, 2025-006. David and Christy Urich.
Yeah.
Urich, did I pronounce that right? Give him 1 minute. He's going to have to read. Give him 1 minute. He's going to have to read some stuff off for us.
Okay. Case number 2025-006, CUP, property owner David and Christy Urich?
Urich. Isn't it?
Urich.
I knew some Urichs.
Okay. The subject property is located at 7745 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville. David is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for a firearm sales/retail located at 7745 East State Highway 76 in Kirbyville, parcel number 09-5.0-21-000-000-015.000. So the property is currently zoned R1, so it'll be a CUP to be able to get this use. Size of lot, 1.2 acres. Let me give you an idea of where we're at here. So here's the property right over here. Right there, I think, is Kimmy's Barbecue. Of course, you got PowerSite going right back there on VV. A little closer, he's right here on the straight stretch. Here's the property. It's long. A little closer again. So, A1 behind him, he's in a R1 area. R1 across the street, some R3 and C2 down there. There's Kimmy's Barbecue and there's apartments right there. So with that, I'll let him come up and kind of tell you what he's wanting to do.
Can I get this over here?
Yeah, you got, yeah, you got
it,
some.
This is not, it's not considered a real gun, but it's just an 80%. But, so what I really want to do is, Cerakote.
Go to the microphone, please. That way we can get you on the record.
So what I really want to do is Cerakote, and by ATF's law, I am considered a gun manufacturer. The minute I take the lower receiver, I don't know if you're familiar with the lower receiver and the upper receiver, but the way I coded this one, these ones pop
unhappily,
out.
Unhappily, I'm real familiar with it.
So once I put this thing together, ATF deems me a gun manufacturer. And so by me doing Cerakote and doing this out of my house, for me not to go to jail and not break laws, they deem me an 07. And so that makes me the manufacturer. And so that would allow me to do the Cerakote without getting in trouble. And I would also be able to sell some to try to make extra money besides just trying to get customer projects to bring them in. I don't really plan on maybe people dropping projects off maybe once or twice a week, so I won't have a lot of traffic going in and out. We're going to do a little circle drive. I have a building already set up. I already have all my equipment. I used to work for Branson Cerakote. I don't know if y'all are familiar with them.
What is Cerakote? I don't know what
you're talking about. Cerakote, so it's a ceramic coating. I can bring this up there.
Bring it up.
So don't judge me. This is my first gun I ever done. I've been doing this now for 6 years, so there are some rough spots. There's a thousand different colors you can do on this. It's the most durable coating you can use on a gun. Scratch resistant, corrosion resistance. I've been doing it for 5 years. I train people to do this. I actually had people come from Germany to spend a week with me to learn how to do this. When Branson Cerakote decided to close down, I bought their equipment, and I really like what I do, and I just don't really want to stop. So I keep my kids most of the time, and this allows me to work at home and still have my kids at the house. And as far as like safety with guns, I still have to go through a safety check through ATF. They're all going to come out, make sure that all my guns are locked up. Anything that I have will be logged on a book. I want to do it legally and follow the rules, you know. So, I mean, that's what I got.
So to do this, you have to get an FFL?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And the first question on my FFL is, does your county allow you to do this? So I can't even apply until I get the approval from y'all.
Okay.
Well, I can just say I appreciate you wanting to follow the rules and coming and asking us.
Well, thank you.
Yes, yes. And getting the horse in front of the cart.
Yeah.
Well, this is all you're going to do. You're not going to sell guns or ammunition?
I will not sell ammunition. And I don't plan on, like, I might sell, like, upgraded triggers and stuff like that that people can add on. But I'm not going to have, like, I don't have a display area. I'll show you over here. I have a shop that sits right here. The power company just came out. It just sits right over here. I guess it's kind of more on this side. It's on my property line, really. And my neighbors are good with it. I talked to, this is Mike over here. He came out when I set everything up. I said, are you good with this? And I made sure that I was far enough on his side, but I just wanted to make sure I wasn't stepping on any toes. I believe that, you know, I'm following and doing everything I'm supposed to. And I'm just, that's all I'm trying to do is dot my I's and cross my T's.
And if you've got an FFL, you might pick up some shotguns and camouflage them for turkey season or
yes,
something
sir.
Like
that. That's my plan. It's
some
just,
stuff like
know,
that.
A lot of the job, I'm going to take over a lot of work that Branson Cerakote had. So a lot of it will be mail-in. But we also had a lot of local customers, and I plan on keeping them as well. And it's not just for guns. I don't only do guns. I have a guy that as soon as I get cleared and I can start doing this with you guys, I can start doing anything that's not gun-related. And he does they're like little rods for cameras and stuff like that. He sells them to people in Hollywood. They kind of slide down. And he's got a couple cases of them for me to coat, but I told him I wasn't going to do anything until I know that I'm okay. So I could start next week if everything goes good. I'm all set.
Okay. All right. Well, have a seat. Is there anybody here that wants to address this application? Come right on up, sir.
Good evening, Council. My name is Tom Christensen. I live at 7767 East State Highway 76, which is next door to Mr. Urich. I really don't believe that there'll be much traffic coming in and out. I've lived there for 11, 12 years, Mr. Eric's a fine gentleman. I don't think it'll disturb our neighborhood at all.